Wisconsin at Penn State. Before we continue with the pregame, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for legal ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Take our spin around the Big Ten here. Starters are being announced at the Bryce Jordan Center. 2 o'clock today, Minnesota has Oregon in Minneapolis at Williams Arena. Nebraska goes to Illinois for a 4 o'clock tip. 6 o'clock tonight in the West Coast, 6th-ranked USC is at Washington. And 8 o'clock tonight, 22nd-ranked Michigan State at number one, UCLA. That's our spin around the Big Ten. When we come back, we'll get you starters and the tip off. Wisconsin at Penn State. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
As a student in high school, every day starts to feel the same. If I'm not taking notes in history class, then I'm writing an essay in English. Each day falls into the same routine, but when I go to my career and technical education classes, nothing there is routine at all. There is something new each and every day, whether it's something new we're learning or an exciting project my teacher assigns. The nice thing about technical education is that it's all hands-on learning, which is different from most classes. It doesn't even feel like I'm going to school with how fun and creative the teachers can be. Our classrooms range from a broadcasting studio for radio TV communication students to a medical training room for the health science program. My teachers aren't just assigning busy work, but lifelong information that I can use after high school. My teachers teach with a purpose, to show the knowledge and experience needed for a certain career. Career in technical education isn't just teaching, it's guiding. It's mentoring young students who want to learn firsthand from their mentor and role model. Go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE. Be part of the investment. Teach CTE.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
All right, here we go. Wisconsin at Penn State women's basketball on this Sunday afternoon. Glad you can join us. Reed Magnum filling in for John Audius, Isa Jackson at the Learfield Studios as the referee moves into the center court. Toss and tap, and we are underway. Penn State will go from our right to left. Their starters, Gabby Elliott. You've got Mariah Murray, Grace Hall, Gracie Merkel, and then Vittorio Santana. Those are your five starters. And this is a breast cancer awareness game. Penn State actually the first team many years ago to do this. And they've got their white uniforms with the pink numerals and a right side baseline 15-footer. And that is pure by Gabby Elliott. And Penn State starts off the scoring with a 2-0 lead. Wisconsin coming to our right for their first offensive possession. Their classic road red uniforms with the right numerals on the front and back. Same starters per usual. Here is Sarah Williams going to try a left side, about an 18-footer just inside that three-point arc. Deep shot early in the shot clock, a little long, and the rebound comes down to Penn State. Come back outside now. Working it around is Santana. Going to bring it out high between the circles. Ronnie Porter starting for the Badgers. Tess Myers, Carter McCray, and Natalie Leitzinger under Wisconsin's fourth-year head coach, Marissa Mosley. Driving right baseline now, trying to do a spin around in the lane, and then forced it a little bit. Elliott with a shot with a hand in her face. Shot goes through. She starts out 2-for-2, and Penn State leads 4-0. Second offensive chance here for the Badgers. Just a minute and 15 seconds in. Porter will work it over to the left side, hand it off to Leitzinger. She'll pop it back to Porter. Right in front of the Penn State bench here, the Wisconsin offense works. Now there's going to be Porter, long two, halfway down, popped out, then falls in on the shooter's roll. That same spot where Wisconsin missed their first offensive attempt. And that was by Williams. Porter able to get that one to go, and Wisconsin down 4-2 back on defense. Minute and 40 seconds in. Penn State likes to work it around the arc, patient. Want to get it inside to Gracie Merkel. If you're just joining us, she's at 6'6 post player. redshirt sophomore. We'll have a whistle there and a travel and a turnover on Penn State. And Wisconsin will come back the other way. Again, for the Lady Lions, 1-13 in the conference. Wisconsin, 2-12. Both teams desperately needing a Big Ten conference victory in order to try and make the Big Ten tournament with just a few games remaining in the regular season. And for the Badgers, you got Northwestern next Sunday. John will be back for the call on that. But you still have UCLA on your schedule, Iowa, so it's a must-win game here, really, for both sides. Right of the circle there, long two, and that one splashes through for Wisconsin's Sarah Williams. So the Badgers even it at 4, 7:45 to go in the first. Coach Mosley, during our pregame, said we've got to have faster starts. And Wisconsin, after missing their first attempt, they've got back-to-back buckets here. Now Penn State working it around offensively. Go off to Murray. Back outside. Long three. That's Santana, and she connects. Victoria Santana, 5'8 junior out of Sao Paulo, Brazil, hits a triple. 7-4 Penn State. Wisconsin back with the ball. 7:20 to go in our opening frame. We're just underway. Carter McRae now goes inside strong with a right-handed shot off the block, and that is good. So Wisconsin down 7-6. Penn State going to run up the floor quickly. Certainly Lady Lions, a team that likes to move it ahead quickly when they can. Back outside now. They'll be patient offensively if they can't get a fast break chance. Moving in is Walker. She'll miss that short. Rebound comes down, and there is Leitzinger. And she'll go with a whistle. And this is going to be a foul called on Gracie Merkel. That'll be her first and the first of the game. She is, again, with that 6'6 presence, placed physically down inside. And for the Badgers, trying to control her as best they can. Allie Douglas will check in for the first time, take out Natalie Leitzinger. 3 minutes in, first subs here for UW. Off to Ronnie Porter, and Wisconsin will move it ahead. Porter now high on the left side, going to bounce pass it down low. Working it back out, Williams. Now to Porter. Porter going to go back out. There's Sarah Williams. Long two on that left side, and she hits it. Sarah Williams taking some long two-point opportunities has made a few of these. And Wisconsin with their first lead of the game, 8-7. 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Back outside. Here's Walker. Top of the wheel. Spin it over on the right side. Now here's Gracie Merkel. Goes up strong, and she's able to go right over the top of everybody, and she hits with that one. Gracie Merkel gets her first basket of the game, and Wisconsin coming right back offensively down by one. There's a right baseline shot. There's Sarah Williams who hits it. Sarah Williams coming out scoring here in the early going, not in her traditional post presence, but more with the good stroke from the outside. A lot of these 15-plus distance and shots, 15 feet plus. Wisconsin back up 10-9, 6 minutes to go in the first. Murray now down on the baseline, throws it back outside, stolen away. There's Ronnie Porter, and the Badgers generate a turnover. And now zigzagging up the floor is Porter. Goes down low for McRae, loses that between her legs. Going to be, let's see if they call a tie-up. Yes, they will. Possession arrow will be to Wisconsin, so we'll keep it on this side. 5:46 to go in the first. Get some subs here. I'd say Penn State going to go deeper in their bench than Wisconsin does with theirs. Jayla Oden will come in. She's a transfer from Illinois. Number of transfer players for this Penn State team. Wisconsin brings in Lily Cron for her first minutes. Tess Myers will go take a breather for the Badgers. Wisconsin ball after the jump ball. 10-9 they lead. 5:45 to go in the first. Leitzinger swinging around in the left corner to Cron. She'll skip past it out top of the wheel and trying to go from Porter inside to Williams, and that'll be a reach and foul on Penn State. It's called on Grace Hall. Be her first personal second for Penn State. Wisconsin has not committed a foul yet. And the Badgers get a fresh 20 on the shot clock, and they will inbound it from the right of their basket. Pop it out to Hallie Douglas. Touch there for Williams, top of the wheel. Now she'll step inside the arc, long two, barely grazed the front of the rim, almost airballed it, touched out though, last touched by Penn State, so it'll stay with Wisconsin, 20 on the shot clock. You got seven. Can be difficult when you barely graze the rim to judge the rebounding opportunity. Wisconsin benefits from that there. 5:29 to go in the first, still the 10-9, the Badger lead. Early going here, Wisconsin 6-8 from the field, Penn State 4-5. But Penn State right now has two turnovers. And Wisconsin's taking advantage of those. Gracie Merkel will come back in. Also, Deanna Jimenez in for the first time for the Badgers. passes it in right back to Jimenez. She will lose her spot in the baseline, then gets it back out to McCray. Three-pointer right of the circle. Douglas! And nothing but the bottom of the net. Allie Douglas with a three. Wisconsin hit a couple threes here in the early going. 13-9, the Badgers lead. 5-11 to go in the first. Well, this is that faster start Wisconsin has so desperately needed. And this has been good here in the early going. Nice inbound pass to Gracie Merkel down low, and she will go easy over the top and gets that off the glass. Again, it's 6-6. If she gets past you, it's going to be difficult. Right now, Carter McCray having to defend her. McCray then inside the circle, takes a 16-foot jump shot, and that one swirls home. Wisconsin hot shooting here, 7 of 10 from the field. We'll continue to watch this matchup here between Merkel at 6-6 and Carter McCray at just 6-1. Moving inside, there's Johnson for Penn State off the left side of the glass. Just powered her way through Wisconsin's Leitzinger. And it's 15-13, the Badgers. Good lead feed. Oh, Carter McCray couldn't finish for Wisconsin on the right side of the basket. Got that good outlet pass. Couldn't quite get it to go. Hung on the rim. Doesn't go through. Now a foul on a shot left baseline. Foul will be called on Natalie Leitzinger. And this will be our first break in the action. 4:22 left in the first. Wisconsin leading Penn State 15-13. Timeout on the floor. We'll step aside as well. From Happy Valley at the Bryce Jordan Center, Wisconsin, the two-point lead here in the first quarter. This is Wisconsin basketball from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Here's another community reminder from 107.5 WLAK. Give blood in Dresser on February 18th at the Bethesda Lutheran Church. That's located right on 10th Avenue in Dresser. The blood drive will be again in Dresser February 18th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. Reed Magnum filling in for John Audius. Wisconsin women's basketball leading at Penn State 15-13, 4:22 to go in the first. Wisconsin has hit 7 of their last 9 shots. They are 7 of 10 from the field overall. For Penn State, 6 of 7 from the field. Each team has hit a 3-pointer. Wisconsin's taken a number of deep twos that they've been able to connect on. Right now for Penn State, 2 turnovers. Wisconsin has not had any, and the Badgers have generated 5 points off of those turnovers. Reboundings, very similar early on here in the game, but for Wisconsin needing to get to a better start. They've had so many of these slow starts in games, and today Wisconsin has certainly been able to do that. Again, the Badgers and Penn State, difficult Big Ten seasons. Only 15 of the top 18 teams are going to make the Big Ten Conference, so for the Badgers, this is about as close to a must-win as you can get because you're trying to win tiebreakers. And John and I were texting here during the pregame. And mathematically, Wisconsin should be in the driver's seat if they can get the job done today. They have Northwestern then next Sunday. Still number one UCLA will be coming to the Kohl Center on the 26th of this month. And they'll finish at Iowa on March 2nd. So those last two games will be challenging. Got to really win today and next Sunday. First free throw is in for Gabby Elliott, free throw shooter for Penn State. Off of that Leitzinger foul. Second free throw, and she hits them both. And we are knotted at 15 apiece. 4:22 to go in the first. Wisconsin coming back with the ball. Leitzinger, Douglas. You've got Sarah Williams back in. Lily Cron still in. And then Ronnie Porter. Porter right of the circle. Spins it over on a chest pass to Douglas. She'll give to Leitzinger on that left side. Got a defender right up in her hip. Now inside the circle, Williams thinking about a long two. Nothing there. Goes inside Douglas, and that'll be a pushing foul on the smaller Murray at just 5'8". Trying to go up against the 6'2 Douglas, and that'll draw another foul on Penn State. That'll be their third as a team, and that'll be the first on Mariah Murray. So not a shooting foul. Wisconsin will inbound it here. Porter gets it inside to Leitzinger. Back to Porter. That left corner had a little bit of room. Ooh, she drove, stepped on the baseline, and a turnover called on Wisconsin. That is their first of the game. We'll stay tied at 15 with 4 minutes to go in our opening quarter. See more subs coming in here for Penn State. Santana's going to come back in. And the Lady Lions will move into the forecourt. Here's Jayla Oden. Very athletic player running that point guard. Gets it back up to Hall, top of the circle. With high dribbles, she'll go inside, now outside. They'll give to Oden. Three-pointer, right corner, missed it. The tall Gracie Merkel in there, and she will get it knocked away from behind by Lily Cron. Good defense for Wisconsin, not getting called for a foul. And it will stay with Penn State. And we'll have 17 on the shot clock for the Lady Lions. Tied at 15, 3:39 left in the first. Got that player in Gracie Merkel at 6'6", and she has tremendous presence down low. You're going to need some help there, and Cron did a good job helping out Williams. Missing there on a three, Penn State. Wisconsin coming back in transition. Inside the circle for Williams. She's going to be left wide open. She'll take a two, and it swirls in. A couple shots there for Sarah Williams that have gone around the rim and then fallen in. And for Williams here in the early going, continuing to be an effective shooter. She has 8 points already. Wisconsin regains the lead 17-15. That is too easy. Inside for Gracie Merkel. Left block goes over the top of everybody and off the glass and through. 17-17 our score. A shade over three to go in the first. Here's Williams getting double teamed by the Lady Lions. She's faced plenty of that. Now she'll take a long two right corner. Misses that. Good rebound there for Douglas. Right back over to Williams. Oh, has it skip off her knee, and it will go out of bounds. That was a good rebounding effort, and Williams would have had a wide open lane but went right off of her knee. And it will go to Penn State. Sarah Williams, she has made these shots. She's 4 of 7 from the field, but she has taken most of her shots from deep. Been a little interesting watching her settle a little bit in that area instead of driving. But again, we've got 6'6 Gracie Merkel there. Your outside shot is going to be important. And so far, she has been able to hit those. Tied at 17, 2:47 to go in the first. Back to Penn State offensively. Inside and a good cut for Walker. Leitzinger lost position, got called. No, it's a travel called on Walker. Took a step before she put the dribble down. Another Penn State turnover. That is their third. And it will go back to Wisconsin again. A couple more subs coming in here for Penn State. Again, you can see they like to rotate players off the bench. Wisconsin, they don't have as deep of a bench. And so in the first quarter, in the second quarter, that's not as much of a factor. But once you get to crunch time in the fourth quarter, part of the idea for six-year head coach Caroline Keeger is she wants her players to be fresher than her opponents. Coach Keeger, by the way, a graduate of Marquette back in 2006, so she knows the Wisconsin area well. Tied at 17, 2.5 to go in the first. Back to the Badgers offensively. Here's McCray getting bumped hard and then tried to throw it on a skip pass. It got knocked out of bounds by Penn State. We'll stay with the Badgers. 16 on the shot clock. Referees letting these ladies play today. Some physical bumps there that I thought McCray could have earned a chance to get a foul drawn, but referees are going to let him bang down low. Inside for Myers. Now to McCray. Quick pass in there to Williams. Foul, got the basket to go, and there's Sarah Williams. Textbook. Got it down low, goes up strong, gets the basket and the foul. She'll have a chance at the three-point play. Sarah Williams already with 10 points in the early going here. Third best in the conference, averaging just over 19 points per game. Free throw up and through. Sarah Williams, 11 points. 5-8 from the field. In 7 minutes, a rebound. And only one turnover, has not committed a foul. 20-17, the Badgers, 3-point lead. 2:15 to go in the first. Top of the circle for Walker. Bounce pass it down low. Here's Cam Rust in the game for the first time for Penn State. Oh, hit it right off of her knee. And that'll be another turnover called on Penn State. We'll go back to Wisconsin. Rust, a 6'1 freshman. Only averages about 4 minutes per game, but getting a chance to come in here. She will go take a seat, so not in for very long. Wisconsin, the three-point lead, 2:07 to go in the first. Wisconsin trying to get a two-possession lead here. It has been about a one-possession game through the entirety of the first quarter. And there is a Roddy Porter, long two left of the circle, hits that. Five-point lead for the Badgers, 1:51 to go in the first. Porter, a player that coach has said going to have a big game today with the way that Penn State does things off defensively. Travel there called by Merkel down low. Puts her jersey in her teeth, frustrated with herself, and she'll go take a breather on the bench. All right, so another turnover by Penn State. That is their fifth turnover already. 1:45 to go in the first. 22-17 the Badgers. Back to Wisconsin with the ball. See if they can extend this lead, get a little breathing room. Right of the circle. Here's McCray. Bounces it down right of the paint. Goes inside the circle. There's Sarah Williams. Barely grazed the rim on a miss. Rebound comes down to the Lady Lions. Moving it up ahead, Walker.
Stagger.
Gives off to Odin, and she's going to start pointing where she wants her players to go. She's high on the left side, and some miscommunication right now for Penn State offensively. Odin now with a baseball pass. Off to Elliott. Gives it right back to Odin. Now for Johnson, right corner. Little give and go to Hall. They'll pass it back outside. Five to shoot here. Not a great offensive possession for Penn State. 2 seconds. Going to go up. Has to heave it as the shot clock expires. Missed it. And the rebound for Sarah Williams. The Badgers going to push it with numbers now. Two on two. Here's Myers. Right side three-pointer. A little strong. She gets her own rebound, though. Off to Porter. Thought about a three on the right side. Porter's going to hold it, though. And here's a chance for down low. Sarah Williams off the glass and money. Sarah Williams hot in this first quarter. 13 for her, 6 of 10 from the field. And Wisconsin, their largest lead, 24-17. 37 seconds left in the first. And there's a foul called on McCray as a Lady Lion driving hard. And that was Hall. And she'll have two chances at the free throw line. A lot of transfers on this Penn State team. It's a different era of college athletics, isn't it? Talk about Grace Hall, transfer from LSU. Jayla Oden, transfer from Illinois. Tamara Johnson, transfer from Louisiana. The Gabby Elliott college story. Started at Michigan State, then went to Clemson, now is here at Penn State. Graduate student's been all over. Free throw up, and that is through. Makes the first haul for Penn State with their second opportunity. 35.7 left in the first. Wisconsin, the 6-point lead at the moment. Hall, free throw, hit that one too. 5-point lead for the Badgers. About a 5-second differential, game clock to shot clock. Now a full court press here by Penn State. Oh, Sarah Williams had to go through her hands on a, seemed like a good pass. And there is that turnover the Penn State hopes to generate off the full court press. And it will be Lady Lions ball. So 27.8 left in the first. And they can play for the last shot of this first quarter. Wisconsin up by 5.
What's the cross move for 44? What's the cross
move? Penn State going to get some of their more offensive players in, including the aforementioned Gabby Elliott. And now they will let Santana rock the dribble just in front of the half-court line and take some clock off. 20 seconds left in the first. Elliott, pass it off to Hall. Now here's Santana, 15 seconds inside. Gracie Merkel going to go up and a pump fake. Missed it, got her own rebound, up and cleans it up and got it. 10 seconds left in the first. Wisconsin can play for the shot. 3-point lead for the Badgers. Up ahead, there's Douglas. 4 seconds. Douglas going to heave up a shot. Off balance, not close. And that'll do it for our first quarter of play. Didn't have to rush that shot as much as Douglas did, but tough with that 4 seconds, 3 seconds. She felt like she didn't have as much time as she did. And Wisconsin goes into the first quarter break with a 24-21 lead. We'll step aside. We'll come back and give you team and individual stats and get ready for the second quarter from Happy Valley. Wisconsin at Penn State with a 3-point lead. This is Wisconsin basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. Reed Magnum filling in for John Audius today. Aisha Jackson producing. Hope you're having a great weekend. Dealing with all the snow and the cold, but it is February in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Badgers, women's basketball team, they are at Penn State taking on the Lady Lions. Each team needing a victory to give themselves a chance to get into the Big Ten tournament. Again, new this year, only the top 15 of 18 teams make it. Good first quarter for Wisconsin shooting, 11 of 18 from the field. That is over 60% for Penn State, 8 of 15 at 53%. Turnovers, Penn State had 5, Wisconsin 10 points off those turnovers. Badgers had 3 turnovers, most of those coming late in that first quarter. They had 2 points off those turnovers. And right now for the Badgers, the story is Sarah Williams, 13 points. Next highest total player is 4. McCray and Porter each have 4, but right now, Sarah Williams on track to have a career day. Hopefully she can keep that going. Penn State out of the first quarter break. They take a shot. Long 2 straight on. Missed it. Wide right. And the rebound comes down to the Badgers. 24-21 they lead. First offensive possession of the second quarter for UW. The Bryce Jordan Center in Happy Valley. Douglas on the floor. Tess Myers back out there too. Sarah Williams, Carter McCray, and Ronnie Porter. Here's Porter. 3-pointer. Right side. Halfway down. Popped out. And it comes down to Penn State. So for Porter, her first miss of the day, 2 for 3 shooting. And we'll come back to Penn State with the ball to our left. Here's Murray, tries to get it down low. And there's Gracie Merkel, who got it knocked away and then jammed her finger a little bit. Holding that left, gets her thumb or middle finger. She's kind of feeling out both. It'll stay with Penn State. You can see Wisconsin, and we had this in the scout. They're going to really try to front the 6'6 Gracie Merkel and have 2 players on her when needed. Inside to Merkel. Here's Murray, now top of the wheel. Spin it around to Hall. A touch for Walker on the right side. Ball over her head. She'll give to Santana. Now she'll drive with 7 seconds on the shot clock. Pops it up. Ooh, that's a good pass down low. Missed it, but a foul. And Hall will go to the free throw line for 2. That was a nice pass down low, connected with Hall on a backdoor cut. And 2 free throws upcoming here for Hall. Foul was called on Ronnie Porter. First of the second quarter. We're just underway in it, and that's the first personal on Ronnie Porter, and Hall will be at the free throw line. So she will toe the line. Hall, a 70% free throw shooter. First one, missed it. A little short and grazed off to the left side of the rim. Second one coming here as she practices her shooting stroke in the air a couple of times before she gets the basketball. Throws it out in front of her. Right-handed shooter with 2 dribbles. Free throw, missed them both. So she's 2 for 4. She had made her first 2 free throws. 2 for 4 at the free throw line. 8:52 left in the second. Wisconsin still leads 24-21. Here's that full court press now again by Penn State. And Wisconsin whistle. And a turnover there on Wisconsin. Badgers with a travel, trying to throw it into the forecourt, and took a couple steps to do it. And that full court press has worked well for Penn State so far in this game. They've generated a couple of turnovers and gotten the Badgers out of rhythm. Wisconsin knew that they would expect to see the press. Players have not been able to convert on it cleanly, though, in a couple of these times. So still the 3-point advantage for the Badgers. 8:38 left before halftime. Gracie Merkel with 3 Badgers around her goes over the top of everyone in that right block, off the glass and through. 24-23, the Badger lead cut to 1. Minute and a half into the second. Back to the Badgers with the ball. Wisconsin needs a bucket here. Down low, there's Carter McCray. Big jump stop. Couple of pump fakes off the glass, and that one is in. Strong move there. The Badgers needed it. Carter McCray off the window. 26-23, Wisconsin. 8:12 before halftime. Back to Murray at the top of the circle. Merkel offering her a screen on Cron. She'll take it. Cron tries to muscle her way through Merkel. Easier said than done. Now they'll go back outside. 10 to shoot. Penn State's number 10, Santana, going to drive. Kicks it back out. Wide open three for Elliott right side. Missed it short. Rebound to Wisconsin's Porter. She's going to run the floor now. 7:50 to go in the second. Wisconsin, the three-point lead. Here's Douglas, left side, three-pointer. High arcing shot, and she got it. Allie Douglas, good to see that three-pointer go through for her. And Wisconsin, 29-23, they lead. 7:35 to go in the second. Santana now, off to Hall. Gives it back out top of the circle for Elliott. Down low, they'll go to Merkel again. Oh, rips her right elbow right around Sarah Williams off the glass and through. And Merkel now finding her rhythm. She has a dozen. Sarah Williams still at that 13. And Williams said, isn't that a foul? I mean, she ripped me right around. And referees will let them play. So 4-point lead for the Badgers with the ball. 7 minutes to go in the second. Struggling offensively here for the Badgers on this possession. There's Williams. Left side baseline missed it. Ball tipped around. And it comes down to the Lady Lions. They will move up the floor quickly. Up ahead to Murray. Still the 29-25 lead for the Badgers. Here's Elliott, three-pointer, and it swirls through. All right, cut the lead to one now. Wisconsin up 29-28, 6:45 to go in the second, and Penn State has come out hot in this second quarter. On the left side, Williams give Porter a screen. She got bumped as she tried to drive. Elliott called for the foul. That was maybe a heady play there for Ronnie Porter. As you get the screen, you've got Elliott trying to stay over top of the screen rather than going under. And so for Porter, just lean your body into her, force her to foul you. She did. And that's that maturation process we've seen from Ronnie Porter doing those upperclassman-type moves and draw the whistle there. So that's going to be the just first team foul for Penn State in this second quarter. And for Elliott, that's her first personal. So Badger ball, 20 on the shot clock. Down low and a good inbounds play. There is Ronnie Porter. Throws it up over everyone. And gets the basket to go on the left side. 31-28, Wisconsin three-point lead. 6:26 to go in the second. Penn State bag with the basketball. End of the game for the first time, Jill Jacot. She has it top of the circle. Penn State has rotated their five starters, and then they brought about five players off the bench. There's down low by Merkel, trying to move inside offensively, and she'll get called for an offensive foul. That was a little too strong on McCray. Tried to bulldoze her over, and Merkel's going to be called for the foul. So that is her. Let's see, that's going to be her second personal, I believe. They're showing one personal foul. I think that's her second, though. Regardless, she'll go take a seat, and that'll qualify as the seventh turnover on Penn State. And Wisconsin with a three-point lead. Now they stare down a full-court press. 6:06 to go before halftime. Porter dangerously flips it over. There's Tess Myers. Two-pointer left side. Missed it. McCray trying to grab the rebound. Had it in her midst. Took it away, though, did Elliott. And up comes Penn State again. At the free throw line, she'll throw left side. That goes over everybody in a bad turnover. Murray said that got tipped. Referee's not buying it. And it will go back to Wisconsin. Penn State has had a lot of turnovers in this game. Wisconsin's had 10 points off those turnovers. I think the Badgers would like to have an even bigger lead, though, given all the turnovers that Penn State's committed. 5:53 before halftime. Wisconsin up 31-28. We will see Deanna Jimenez come back in. And Ronnie Porter will go take a breather on the Badger bench. As we said, breast cancer awareness game, so pink for the Penn State uniforms. Wisconsin players also partaking with their pink sneakers. Three-pointer by Douglas on the right side. Missed it well short, and the rebound comes down to Penn State. In transition, they try to get something. Nothing there. The Badgers got back defensively. Good hustle. And now they'll reset with 20 on the shot clock. Santana going to weave her way inside. Now back outside. Hard baseball pass to that right elbow. Rising shot. There's Oden. Little fadeaway jumper to it. Missed it. Too strong off the back of the iron. Rebound comes down to Sarah Williams. On the game, Penn State shooting 57%. Wisconsin shooting 58%. So about even. And thus we have a three-point differential in the score. 5:10 to go in the second. Myers to Wisconsin's Williams. Right baseline. Nice shot there by Williams. She is in rhythm with this stroke right now. Give her 15 on the game. Under 5 to go before halftime. Wisconsin up by 5. Trying to answer. There will be steal and a left corner three, and she does answer. So Wisconsin gets a 2. Penn State gets a 3, and the Badger lead is down to 2. 4:45 to go in the second. Quick pace for both of these teams, too. They don't use a ton of shot clock. They see a shot, they take it. Up and down game here. Douglas top of the circle. Now she's going to drive, goes off the glass. Good move there by the graduate student, Hallie Douglas. Moved it off that left side, had a little step, put it off the glass, and got it to go. 35-31 Wisconsin, 4:20 to go in quarter number two. Now Murray between the wheels for Penn State. Offered a screen, she'll take it. Skip it over on the left side. Santana going to try a three, handed her face by the other 10. That was Wisconsin's Douglas, and the taller Douglas altered the shot, missed it, did Penn State. Wisconsin comes up offensively, and a double-dribble called by Leitzinger. As she came up, knew it immediately, kind of got it, I think, caught in her pant leg a little bit. And there's a turnover called on Wisconsin. That's the fifth called on the Badgers. Media timeout. We'll take a break. 4:01 left before halftime. Wisconsin 35, Penn State 31. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Action! When I grow up, I want to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
4:01 left in the second quarter. Wisconsin leading Penn State on the road, 35-31. You look at Penn State, 7-7 at home this year. It has been the road games that have been extra challenging. They are just 1-8 on the road for Wisconsin this year. Started off really their best year in a decade plus in the non-conference schedule, but it's been a difficult time in the Big Ten. Wisconsin 8-5 at home, but the road has been tough, 1-8. So both these programs really had very similar seasons. Penn State got off to a pretty good start, and they've been in Big Ten games. Coach Mosley told me yesterday, she said, don't sleep on this Lady Lions team. They have been in games. They've had leads late in games that they've let slip away. And especially in the early part of the Big Ten slate, that's kind of what happened for Wisconsin. They had leads in some of those early Big Ten games this year that Coach Mosley said you just knew you'd regret letting those slip away. And Wisconsin sitting at those two conference wins, Penn State with just the one, but both teams battling for one of those final spots in the Big Ten tournament. Right now, Wisconsin would be in the Big Ten tournament if it was happening today, but both these teams needing a W to continue to keep that goal of getting into postseason play. Sarah Williams, 15 points for the Badgers, 7-12 from the field, 4 rebounds in 14 minutes, 6 points apiece for Porter and McCray. Coming off the bench, Hallie Douglas has 8 points, 3-5 from the field, 2-3 shooting those threes. Right now, Gracie Merkel with the 12 points has had 2 turnovers, though, and she has just the 1 personal foul. Otherwise, Elliott with 9, everybody else 3 or fewer. So both sides having a big leading scorer from their big post presence, and then having other players trying to fill in where they can. 4-point lead for the Badgers. Out of the timeout, Penn State's Elliott misses it on a long 2 left of the circle. Wisconsin takes that miss, runs up the floor. Jimenez top of the circle, chest pass off to Porter. Williams went down there in the paint and gets up. I think she's all right. Jump ball. Possession arrow stays with Wisconsin. And Williams was a little slow getting up there. Wisconsin fans hold their breath, but she's all right. 3:35 to go before we hit halftime. Wisconsin at the 35-31 lead, and they will stick with the ball, 17 on the shot clock. Tessa Myers in the game for Wisconsin, still looking for her first points of this game, 0-2 from the field. Sharp shooting transfer out of Duquesne College. Here's Porter with Williams, Jimenez, and McCray, the 5 on the floor in red for the Badgers. Jimenez took that 3 right of the circle, thought she liked it. Kind of had that holding the stroke, thought it looked good, but a little strong. It was straight on, though, and the rebound comes down to Penn State. Still the 4-point lead by Wisconsin. 3:15 left in the second. Here's Hull now. Moves it over to Santana. She'll go around the entire part of that offensive floor, down to the baseline. Now she's left corner. Santana gets a screen, fires it off to Murray. 5 to shoot here for Penn State. Murray going to move inside. Now Hall goes up with 1 second on the shot clock. Got bumped. Nothing called, but the shooter's touch And Hall, a shot clock expiring basket. And a two-point lead now for Wisconsin. The Badgers have led this entire second quarter, but it's been very close. Back and forth. Jimenez now with 2:40 left in the second. She'll try another shot. Too strong. It's straight on, but she's just a little strong on these shots. Rebound comes down to Penn State. Big head Manning pass there. They'll set up their offense. Merkel back in the game, too, for Penn State. If you're just joining us, she's at 6'6", big presence down low, their leading scorer. 10 on the shot clock here for the Lady Lions. Not doing a lot offensively. Working clock. 2:15 left before halftime. Here's Santana now, going to move in, 5 to shoot. Murray going to try a 3, left side, missed it, wide right. Merkel, that big rebound, though, goes up, fouled, and the basket counts. She'll go to the free throw line and try and complete the 3-point play. She's all smiles, and for the Badgers, sometimes just not a whole lot you can do with a player of her size down low. We are even at 35 apiece with 2:03 left before halftime, and Merkel will try and give Penn State the first lead of this quarter. Leitzinger back in the game for Wisconsin. Jimenez will go take a seat. A little frustrated with herself, missing those two shots. Coach McKeon, a little tap on the leg, tell her to keep her head up. Hall will go take a breather, too, for Penn State. She's laboring a little bit, working hard on both sides of the floor. Merkel wipes off her right hand. Free throw up, and too strong, missed it. Rebound low. McCray got hit and fouled trying to grab that rebound, so there is that great rebounding prowess there of Carter McCray. Foul called on Johnson. And that'll be her first second by Penn State of this quarter. Wisconsin also with two. And it will be Badger basketball with 2:04 left in the second. And again, this full court to three quarters court press that Penn State will put on. They'll let you inbound, but then they want to try and trap you as you move it into the forecourt. Here's Leitzinger. Almost going to get trapped. She is going to be trapped. What are they going to do here? Jump ball, or did we get a timeout? Yes, Wisconsin did get a timeout. There you go. And as a graduate student in Leitzinger, just going right into that trap, they will let you cross half court, and as soon as they do, they try to get you into the corner. And as Leitzinger worked it back to the half court line, of course, you can't go back or it would be an over and back, so they just put a wall up on her, and Coach Mosley, seeing that, uses a Wisconsin timeout. So Wisconsin, this is just a 30-second timeout. Wisconsin with three remaining. Penn State with four. 1:52 left in the second. 35-35 our score. Good crowd here on hand for this breast cancer awareness game. And many of the fans coming in their pink T-shirts, pink ribbons pinned on to folks' collars, and some people with the pink hats, mittens, and scarves. Cold out in Happy Valley, too. That'll do it for the quick 30-second timeout. 35-35, 1:52 left in the second. Wisconsin ball. 15 on the shot clock. Ronnie Porter to bring it between the circles, and Wisconsin will set up their offense. Williams comes up to give her a screen. Porter goes right. Little hesitation dribble. Now goes off the glass. Got it to go. Nice job there by Ronnie Porter. Hand in her face. That little scoop shot off the glass and good. 37-35 Wisconsin. 1:30 left in the second. Here's Santana now, high on the left side. Down low to Russ. Trying to backdoor pass, and that will go off a shoe. Who was that off of? I believe it was off of Penn State. Yes, it was. And this will be Badger basketball. 1:23 left in the second. For Penn State, that is now 8 turnovers. Make it 9 turnovers. And it's been a rough going for them in the turnover department. Wisconsin at 5. And Wisconsin, the 2-point lead, bag with the basketball. 1:20 left in the second. Again, we see that full court press here. We'll see what Leitzinger does. She's in the backcourt this time. Goes up ahead to Porter. And she'll move forward. Wisconsin sets up their offense. They break the press successfully that time. Porter now inside the circle. Pulls it back out. Goes to McCray. She's going to try and drive down low. Ooh, almost gets that ripped away. Able to stay with it. 10 to shoot. There's Porter. Floater in the lane. Missed that ball. Pinballing all over. Grab there by Walker. Or make that Elliott of Penn State. And they will move up the floor quickly. Penn State trying for a 2-for-1 here. Reach and foul called on Porter. And this will be an inbounds pass from the far sideline in the forecourt for Penn State. 52.5 left in the second. For Penn State, trying to work the 2-for-1, meaning you can get a shot here, then Wisconsin would have to take a shot, and you can still play for the last shot based on how you do your timing. Watching the replay there, Porter knew she had done that reach and foul. She didn't want to. She was going for the ball, but as soon as she hit it and got the whistle, she had a smile on her face. She knew it. So Wisconsin now 14 fouls. Puts Penn State in the bonus for the rest of this first half. Ronnie Porter has to go take a seat. That's her second personal foul. 45 seconds left before halftime. Inside, there is Gracie Merkel from Elliott, and it's just too easy for the Lady Lions. If you cannot front her, you allow her to get the ball that easily, she will go right through you and over the top of everyone. So 11-second differential, game clock to shot clock, and there is an offensive charge as, oof, McCray went right into Johnson, and McCray 6-1 and solid. And Johnson able to hold the pose and got hit and draws the charge. Takes a moment to get herself up, and that was gutsy. I mean, Carter McCray, she comes in. There's a physicality there. And that's going to be a turnover called on Wisconsin. So 31.4 left before halftime, 30 seconds in the shot clock. Penn State will play for the final shot of this first half. We are tied at 37. Santana between the circles. Off to Elliott, 22 seconds. Elliott back to Santana, going to give to Oden on the right side. 17 before halftime. Oden looking for options, pops back out to Murray. 12 seconds. Murray taking more time off, 8 seconds. Murray now going to probe a little bit. Baseball pass over, 4 seconds. Going to drive there, 3 seconds. Going to throw it up off the glass. Ooh, circus shot, missed it. And Wisconsin will not get a three-quarter scored heave, and that will do it for half number one. 37-37 our score, back and forth. Each team trading leads. Had 5 ties and 3 lead changes. Wisconsin led for most of that second quarter, but we'll go into the halftime break even at 37 all. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll look at team stats. Wisconsin at Penn State in a huge game for both sides trying to make the Big Ten tournament. This is Wisconsin basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
Good game in that first half. Wisconsin at Penn State, 37-37 our score. Welcome into halftime. Reed Magnum filling in for John Audius, Aisha Jackson, producing this one back at the Learfield Studios. And as we mentioned during that first half, this is a Lady Lions annual Pink Zone game. This is their 19th year of doing this, and always a poignant moment. They have breast cancer folks who have survived, who are battling breast cancer, all coming out on the floor right now, and it just makes you realize we've all unfortunately been touched by this deadly disease. I lost my mom to breast cancer when I was 9. So, unfortunately, you know what these people are battling, and it's just so poignant. There's more and more people that are just pouring out on the floor in their pink sweatshirts and getting a standing ovation from this crowd. So these two teams will actually always be linked in this game because Penn State became the first D1 program to wear pink uniforms in support of breast cancer awareness back on February 4th, 2007. Coincidentally, they played Wisconsin in that game. So these two teams will always be linked in that way. And for Penn State, it's been impressive. $3.2 million has been raised in the fight against breast cancer just since 2017. So this is a game where very important to them, very important to all of us. They asked the Big Ten all those years ago, hey, could we have a game where we could do this and then raise money off ticket sales, concessions, and all that? And the Big Ten said, of course. And then naturally, all the other Big Ten schools have followed. They've done their pink game and schools all across the country. So, Penn State, actually the originators of this in D1 college basketball, and always a poignant moment when you see all these folks battling or have battled this disease out on the floor. As far as the game has been played, Wisconsin came out in that first quarter much faster than they have in other quarters, 24-21. They outscored Penn State in that first quarter. Penn State then outscored the Badgers 16-13 in the second quarter. So that gives you your 37-37 score. Field goal percentage, Wisconsin at 55%, Penn State at 54%. The Badgers 17 of 31, Penn State 15 of 28. Threes have been both teams 33%. Wisconsin 2 for 6, Penn State 3 for 9. The Badgers only had one free throw attempt in that first half. They made it. Penn State 4 of 7 from the free throw line, 57%. Turnovers, Wisconsin's committed 6, but Penn State is at 8. Wisconsin 10 points off those turnovers, Penn State with 4. Rebounding, very close, 15-14 advantage to Penn State. Each team 11 defensive rebounds, Penn State 4 offensive rebounds to Wisconsin's 3. Second chance points, Wisconsin 5, Penn State 4. Bench points, 8-5, slight advantage to the Badgers. Points in the paint, 20-12, Penn State leads in that category when you have a 6'6 player. That's going to tend to happen, so they're plus 8 on Wisconsin. The Badgers, 3 fast break points, Penn State with 2, Wisconsin 1 block, 2 steals. Penn State has not had a block or a steal. Wisconsin 13 assists to Penn State's 12, 5 ties, 3 lead changes. Wisconsin has led for most of this game, almost 14 minutes to Penn State's 2.5. But as we sit here at halftime, 37-37, our score. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll look at individual numbers. Wisconsin in Happy Valley to take on the Lady Lions. Big game when it comes to a chance to make the Big Ten tournament for both squads. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime continues. Wisconsin and Penn State even at 37. We took you through the team stats. Let's look at those individual numbers. And let's start first with the Lady Lions. As advertised, Gracie Merkel, you knew she'd be a handful down low. She has 16 points. She is 8 of 10 from the field. She leads the Big Ten in field goal percentage, 66%. She's at 80% from the field right now. And when you're taking the close range shots that she is going to be incredibly efficient. 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 foul, 2 turnovers. In 14 minutes, it would be great to see her get that second and maybe even third personal foul a little bit early. But she's, when you're 6'6", you go straight up with the hands. You don't have to foul very much. So she leads all scorers. Also for Penn State, Elliott's got 9, 3 of 6 from the field, hit a triple, a couple free throws and 3 rebounds. Does have 3 turnovers, though. Otherwise, it's 4 points for Hall, a couple players with 3, and a player with two. It's mostly been Merkel and Elliott doing things offensively. Very similar for Wisconsin, having Sarah Williams do what she did. She had a tremendous first quarter. Second quarter was a lot less. So in the first quarter, she had 13, only had 2 points in that second quarter. So definitely Sarah Williams hoping she can have a big second half. She is 7 of 12 from the field overall. Hit the one free throw she took. That was an and-one opportunity. 5 rebounds, 1 foul, 2 turnovers, and in 18 minutes. So overall, really good performance here for Sarah Williams, especially that first half. And then Porter has 8. Douglas off the bench has 8. Hallie Douglas, 3 of 5 from the field, hit a couple of threes. Porter, 4 of 6 from the field. And Porter with 7 assists and just 1 turnover. So she is one of the best we've seen in recent memory in the assist-to-turnover ratio. And Ronnie Porter doing more of that today. Otherwise, it's Carter McRae with 6. So 4 Badgers have all the points for Wisconsin. 37-37 is our score. We'll take another break, and we'll update you on what's all going on in the Big Ten today. Wisconsin and Penn State tied as we get ready for the third quarter. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Tess Myers, shooting guard from Wisconsin women's basketball. We are geared up to take our game to the next level, and we want you on this journey with us. With the VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student-athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK Amory, and 107.5 FM, WL2980
KAMory, and always streaming on the Civic Media
Wisconsin
app.
Traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
So they are 12-1 taking on Washington in Seattle. That'll be a 6 o'clock game tonight and 8 o'clock for 22nd-ranked Michigan State at number 1 UCLA. You've got the, you know, the Eastern Time Michigan State team with a 9 o'clock feel in their bodies out in the West Coast. So part of those matchups that are going to be inevitable with this new Big Ten that we have, but we'll see what 22nd-ranked Michigan State can do against number 1 UCLA, their first loss, as I said, of the season earlier this week, to UCLA. We've talked about it quite a bit. If you're just joining us again, the importance of this game for the Badgers trying to get into the Big Ten tournament. 18 teams now in this new conference, and the top 15 will make it. If the season ended right now, Wisconsin would be in the Big Ten tournament, but with just those two conference wins, you've got Rutgers and Purdue also at two wins, Northwestern and Penn State, the team the Badgers are playing with one. And John Adias and I were texting earlier today, and you know, he just talked about how today and then next week, Sunday, against Northwestern, they're huge. Because for Wisconsin, you're going to still have to play number one UCLA. You're going to end the season with Iowa. Obviously, those are going to be very challenging. But as you start to look at the matchups and the head-to-heads and who has the better Big Ten victory, Wisconsin having a Michigan win earlier this year, that certainly helps, at Michigan being 9-5. So, you know, the way John sees it, if you win today, you win next week, Sunday, you should be in. And Wisconsin's done a good job with what they have been able to do this season in those games to put them in a position to have those tiebreakers. But you got to get it done here in the second half. And we'll take our final halftime break, and we'll come back with the second half. We are tied at 37, Wisconsin at Penn State. Teams coming out of the locker room doing their warm-up shots. We'll get the second half underway when we come back. This is Wisconsin basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive